Okay, one more Hanukkah topic. So as we close the holiday, and the topic we're going to talk about today is actually lighting the menorah in shul. Okay, now there's a major question that surrounds lighting in shul, and that is the issue of the bracha. Let's start at the beginning, and I'll give you a little bit of background, and we'll open up the sugya like this. I'm gonna instead of the regular marmokomos, I'm just gonna put the marmokomos as they come in the chat. So this way you'll have it right in front of you without any searching around to be able to see all the material. Okay, so we have a line in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Tuf Resh Ayin Aleph, Siv Zayin says as follows. Beis HaKnesses Menicha B'Kosel Dorom O B'Dorom HaMenorah Mesaj B'Mizrach L'Mayrav. In Shul, when you place the menorah, you put it on the southern wall. And that is found, it's quoting from the Truma Sedeshin over here. The southern wall, because in the southern wall of the Beis HaMikdash, that's where the menorah was also placed. Umadlikin mevarachem, we light and we even make a bracha, mishum persumenisa, the purpose of lighting the candles in the shuls, of course, persumenisa, that's where lots of people see it. That's where lots of people see it. Okay, now the Ramah adds over here, vein adam yotze b'ner shul Beis HaKnesses. Obviously, this isn't the whole story. You're not yotze in the mitzvah of Hanukkah candles just by being in shul, or even being the person who actually lights the candles in shul, the gabbai or the chazan, whatever it happens to be. The tzarech lasur l'hadlik beis, when you go home, the Rivash says, the Ramah is quoting from the Rivash, when you get home, you still have to light at that point. Usually the practice is to light between mincha ma'ariv, and the minhag is to also light on Erev Shabbos, but at that point we do it before mincha. Okay, so you have a couple points over here. You light, make a bracha, number one. Number two, you're not yotze, you got to do it again when you get home. And number three, the Ramah also gives us the time frame. It's before Maariv, between Mincha Maariv, unless it's Erev Shabbos. Now, notice, if you just read this line, Shulchan Aruch, by itself, so all we know about is the nighttime. Okay, now we also light during the daytime. We have to see how that differs, if at all, from the nighttime. But the minhag is to light. Well, let's focus on that minhag. Now, the most important line, most important words, I would say, or word, single word, in everything we just saw in Shulchan Aruch over here, is this word over here, umavarchan. So umavarchan means to make a bracha. Now, we're all used to seeing a bracha being made on the on lighting the candles, but it's not so pashut that that should be the case. Not so pashut that that should be the case. Why is that so? So the reason is because there's a huge machlokas between Ashkenazim and Sfarim. Okay, it traces back to the Rambam against the Balik Tosfos, and it has similar applications in different places. Okay, I think more well known is machlokas between the Ashkenazim and the Sfarim regarding women volunteering to make a bracha when they volunteer to do a mitzvah that they don't have to do. Lulav is a mitzvah that's mitzvah shazman grama. So they don't have to do it. And the Sfarim say that women don't make the bracha when they perform the mitzvah. For Ashkenazim, they make the bracha even though they're not obligated. They get schar. Everyone agrees that they get schar. They get a schar as in a mitzvah of Yosa. But the shaila is about the bracha. In a similar vein, there's a shaila legabi min hagim. We'll say a different category of non-obligatory mitzvahs. Okay, now it applies normally on Rosh Chodesh. That's one place where this machlokas, I guess you could say, rears its head. Let's take a look at Halal on Rosh Chodesh in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tav Chav Beis. Simen Tav Chav Beis is where the laws of Rosh Chodesh is at the very end of the fourth Chelek of Mishnah Berurah. Many people never open up the fourth Chelek of Mishnah Berurah. It's primarily the laws of Erevin and Erev Tchumen, both areas that people infrequently study. But the very end of Chelek Dalet leaves Hilchos Shabbos and moves into Rosh Chodesh, before Chelek Hei begins in the laws of Pesach and Yantif. Okay, so here we have in Shulchan Aruch, in Rosh Chodesh, you get to Halal. What the din of Halal on Rosh Chodesh? You see it over here. This is where it begins. The third should be the third line, depending on how you have the chat here. I'm not sure how it looks on your bar. V'korum Halal B'dilug, is that the beginning of the third line for you? First line, Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Hechos Rosh Chodesh. Second line, Sim Tavcha Beis of Beis. Third line is Vekorum Halo Bedilok. Yeah, do we have the same format? No? All right. So then bear with me. You see, after the end of the Mara Makom, it says there, Korna Halo Bedilog. I'll switch to a screen share if it's easier. You just let me know. Korna Halo Bedilog, Bein Biyachar, Bein Metziwar. So Rosh Chodesh, everyone knows it's only Chatzi Halo. Dilug is one of the terms we use to refer to Chatzi Halo. We say half Halo. Come on. It's not really half Halo. It's more like 93% Halo, right? It's almost the whole thing. Just skip those two paragraphs. So skipping is the operative word. So in Shulchan Aruch and in the Gemara, we call it dilug because dilug means to skip. Okay, bein biyachad bein metzibur. Avram Posey, did you make a bracha? Rosh Chodesh, Hallel in shul?
Yes.
Okay, let's say you're quarantined. Let's say there's a pandemic and you're at home. Rosh Chodesh, Hallel, do you make a bracha when you're at home?
Yes.
Ooh, trick question. We'll give you the points, but it's not so simple.
It's my
Watch.
focus.
Oh, okay. Watch. Watch what happens as we continue over here. Yesh omrim shatzibur mevarchem ala betchila lekroes ahalo. This is still the mechaber Beis Yosef speaking. Yesh omrim that the tzibur makes a bracha at beginning and end when they recite when they say halal rosh chodesh. Okay, skip a little after the paragraphs. V'hayachar ein mevarchalav. I'm sorry, after the parentheses. V'hayachar ein mevarchalav. You see that? V'hayachar ein mevarchalav. The mechaber paskins a yachid does not make a bracha on Hallel, Rosh Chodesh. When he's by himself, doesn't make a bracha. I don't want to say the Mechaber passing that way, but he brings that first opinion. Then, second opinion, V'yesh Omrim, Shafat Tzibur in Mevarach Halav lo B'tchil v'lo B'sof. There's another opinion that even B'tzibur, no bracha before, no bracha at the end. And then, very interesting, you rarely see this in Shulchan Aruch. He says, V'tzeh das HaRambam v'chein nogin b'chol Eretz Yisrael u'v'sviv. Okay? Mechaber says, the Rambam's opinion is no bracha at the beginning, no bracha at the end. And that's the practice, common minhag. No bracha on whether you're Betzibur, whether you're B'yachid. B'chol Eretz Yisrael u'b'svivo seha. What are these svivo seha of Eretz Yisrael? Where were their communities around Eretz Yisrael? The time of the Beis Yosef? Egypt. Right? That's where the Mechaber spent a lot of his, spent part of his life before he came to Eretz Yisrael and settled in Tzfas. He was in Egypt. Okay? Yesh Omrim, Sha'afat Tzibur in Mavar Chalav, Lo B'tchil, Lo B'tzof. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Yesh Omrim, Degam Yachim, Mavar Chalav, V'chein Nogin, B'medinas, Elo, the Rambam pipes in the name of Avram Posey, as well as the Torah B'Shem, the Rosh, and Rabbeinu Tam, that whether you're B'tzibur, and even if you're B'yachid, you make a bracha, when we come up, we Mizar Adam Likros B'tzibur, K'dei Levar Chalav, Im HaTzibur. So the Rambam says, because it's not so pashut, a person should go out of their way, be extra, extra careful to daven with a minyan, even if there's something preventing you from davening with a minyan. Other days of the week, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, make sure you're betzibur so you can make the bracha on Hallel because it's subject to debate. Many years ago, I asked Rav Schechter and Rav Willig. For a long time, I had the schus, still do occasionally, to learn with chassanim, to teach them the halachas before they get married. And one child that often comes up is the chassan attending minyanim during Sheva Brachas. And I would say common practice is that the chassan does not attend minyanim during Sheva Brachas. Certainly for Shacharis, sometimes he'll go to a Sheva Brachas, there'll be a mincha marav there. But Shacharis, it's very common for chassanim to daven at home, not attend shul. So I asked both Rav Willig and Rav Schechter what they did when they were in Sheva Brachas. So each one of them, for different reasons, did not daven with a minyan, except for one day. Rabbi Willig had a particular reason why he davened with the minyan one day, and Rav Schechter said that Rosh Chodesh fell out in the middle of a Shavuot Brachas. And he said, Rosh Chodesh? How could I miss minyan on Rosh Chodesh? So I walked away. I didn't ask any further what he meant by that, but I always assumed that it's because of this line in Shulchan Aruch that the Ramah says be extra careful to get there to shul to make a bracha with the tzibur. Okay? The Seder. All right, so the last line of the Ramah just has a side note that even if you're not Betzibor, when you're Biyachid, gave a shiur on this right when things closed down in March after Purim, the Ramah says that if you don't have a Tzibor, but you have your brothers, okay, Sroli and Dover at home, your father's saying Hal, your father should say Hodu, and you should repeat after him Hodu. He should say Yomarna, Hodu, Yomarna, Hodu, etc. Just like we actually find that by the Seder also, the Ramah says, you should try to have people to answer to your challah, even though you don't have a minyan, but when you're saying challah at the Seder, you should say it responsibly. Okay, so little known fact, when you're davening b'chidus at home, you should also try to say it responsibly if you have at least three people. Okay? And the poskim say that it could be a woman even counts for this. Whoa. Okay? She can also be part of the three. Check it out in the poskim. Not for right now. Let's focus on the fact that the Rambam, okay? So, Dov, tell me again. What does the Rambam hold about the bracha on Rosh Chodesh Halo?
You don't say one?
Exactly. Okay? Can anyone tell me what the reason is that there's no bracha according to the Rambam when you're citing Halo and Rosh Chodesh? Aaron, Svarti Power, come on. What's the problem in the Rambam?
Isn't it just the Gemara and Tainis that it's just the Minhag?
Oh, okay. Okay, so let's take a look at the Rambam. And the Rambam, of course, as you're pointing out, has sources in Chazal behind him. And I'm going to put this in the chat. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tezayin. Okay, I'm going to give you a longer quote over here if you want to look at it separately, by all means. But the first two lines are really what we need. The Rambam says, sorry. This is actually the last halacha in the entire Hilchos Brachos of the Rambam. Kol davar shu minhag, aval pi sheminhag neviim hu. Even if it was a minhag that was instituted by the neviim themselves. Maybe you guys saw this Gemara in Sukkah in the fourth parak. Go netilas arava b'shri shalchag. Netilas arava in the Beis HaMikdash, right? They used to take, we have Hoshana Rabbah b'zman hazeh, it's a zechel mikdash, we used to take these huge aravos. Yeah, learn the Mishnayos in Sukkah. Huge aravos, 11 amos tall, over 20 feet tall. It would be so tall, it would lean over on top of the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. So that was a minhag of the Nevi'im. It doesn't say it in the Torah. Vein tzarach lomar minhag chachamim, and certainly if it's a minhag that was instituted by Chazal, k'gon kriyas halel b'roshi chadoshim, b'chol shemori shal pesach, ein mevarachan alav. Wow, okay? So he says halel, chatzi halel, halel b'dilug, whether it be Rosh Chodesh, whether it be the later days of Pesach after the Yom Tov Rishon and Eretz Yisrael, Yom Tov Sheni as well in Chutz La'aretz, the Chol Moed days where we skip, we say Chatzi Halal, you do not recite a bracha because it's Eino El Minhag. Okay, Yosef, make sense so far? Okay. All right, surely. So the Rambam made a statement, as Aaron said, that you do not make a bracha on a minhag, and he explicitly gives the example we saw a moment ago in Shulchan Aruch, that the Rambam's opinion prevailed in Eretz Yisrael and in other Middle Eastern countries, that the Sfarim did not recite a bracha when they perform a minhag such as Rosh Chodesh, reciting Hallel. So what's the kasha? Surely, what's the kasha? What's the kasha? Scroll back to the beginning of your chat. What do we start with? Zakta Shulchan Aruch. You light a menorah in shul, and you're not yotzei nothing. Got to go home and light the candles again. So what am I doing? It's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's not even a mitzvah d'rabbanan. What is it? Only one other option. You have a minhag. Okay. Good point, Surly. That is a good point. Okay. So it's a minhag. All right. So it's a minhag. And Zakta Mechaber right at the beginning. Madlik inu mevarchim. Okay? So we have a bomb kasha on the Mechaber himself. Mechaber himself, paskins, you make a bracha on a halal and Rosh Chodesh, despite the fact that it's a minhag. I'm sorry. The Mechaber himself, paskins, you make a bracha on the Chanukah candles in shul, despite the fact that it's a minhag, and despite the fact that he himself advocates following the Rambam, which is the opinion that you don't say a bracha on a minhag, such as Rosh Chodesh halal. Okay? That's our kasha. Whose kasha is this? Don't say Surly. Whose kasha is this? This is the kasha of the Chacham Tzvi. If you look at the Shari Tshuva, if you open up this page of Mishnah Berurah, right under the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah, you have the Berhetiv and you have the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva brings important tshuvas and statements of the Achronim that are relevant to the Mechaber. And here he quotes a Chacham Tzvi, who's bothered by the fact that the Mechaber himself is really a stira between the laws of Chanukah and the laws of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, everyone have a kasha? Ready to go weiter? Okay, here we go. So Rabbi Ganak has the following teretz. But in order to understand this teretz, you need to know the Brisker Rav. Now, this is the safer. Chidushe Rabbe Chidushe Maran Rav Yitzhak Zev Halevi, Rav Elul Salvechik, the son of Rav Chaim, the uncle of Rav Salvechik Rav Shiva Wayu. Brisker Rav has many, many famous Shekel Torah in the Sefer. This is arguably the most famous. But it's not just the most famous. It's one of those Shekel Torah that you can't be a Jew and not know this for. Okay? You wear a yarmulke, you keep Shabbos, light Hanukkah candles, you know the Shekel Torah, Hilchos Brachos. Okay? Please. When you're applying to Yeshivas and Eretz Yisrael and they ask you new, say over the Brisker Rav and Hilchos Brachos. If you don't know it, please don't tell them that you went to my shir. Okay? I don't want to be embarrassed. Dr. Brisker Rav, here we go, Chevra. Brisker Rav brings a question that the Rishonim deal with from the sugya in Sukkah. And they want to know, why is it that we're able to make brachas? The Gemara really asked this question. Why is it we're able to make brachas on Dinum Drabbanan? That's the first question. That's the Gemara Shach. Gemara asked it in Shabbos. Gemara asked it in a bunch of sugyas. Well, why am I allowed to make a bracha on a Drabbanan? Okay? And what would be the problem? Why would someone suggest that you can't make a bracha on a Drabbanan? Sheikh Rishonim and Sabbath Sivano, Alan Tiazulov. It's a dinda rice the first day, right? So I make a bracha on it. Now it's the second, third, fourth, fifth day. Sixth day, seventh day. Lulav is not the rice unless I'm in the base of Mikdash. How do I make a bracha? That's Chazal's question. What's the answer?
Hashem commanded us to listen to the rabbis, so then he commanded us to do whatever the rabbis.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then the Gemara goes on to quote some psukim that indicate that we have a mitzvah to listen to Chazal, like Yosef said. Can anyone tell me what those psukim are? Or at least give me one pasuk. Beautiful, beautiful. Surely, was that you? Fantastic. Okay. I looked like Aaron was about to buzz in, but Surely got to it first. Okay. Lo sasur min adavar shegidu l'chayim min esmol. Dov Achman. Okay. Dov. Pasuk says, do not veer from what the rabbis tell you to do, right or left. Okay, so you have to listen to Chazal. So the whole problem of making a bracha on a drabbanu would be asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. You sanctified us. You commanded us. You didn't command us, right? And that, Rabosai, is the reason the Mefarshim say in Rambam why a woman, according to Sfarim, like we said before, doesn't make a bracha on an enu mitzvah of Yosef, right? If it's mitzvah shasman grama, she can't make a bracha because it's not v'tzivanu. Make sense? So when it comes to a din drabbanu, though, if you have a command to do it, you have a command to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to listen to the Chachamim. Aber, what about when you come to a minhag? Minhag l'chora. L'chora, there's no vitzivanu. Okay, that's what the Rishonim say. You can't say vitzivanu on a minhag. So here's the problem, Rabosai. You can't say vitzivanu on a minhag. Please tell me a minhag besides lighting Chanukah. I'm talking about a minhag that you've done so many different times over the course of the year. The minhag, the Gemara calls it a minhag, and nevertheless you make a bracha consistently on it. Anyone want to take a guess?
Tefillin.
Tefillin. Tefillin's not a minhag. Tefillin's a chiyuv d'oraisa. The answer I'm looking for is what's that? Tefillin's a dime. Tefillin's a dime is a mitzvah. Who is masakin the Tefillin's a dime? Who interested in the Tefillin's a dime? Pinchas Rosenfeld, go. Come to us straight from the dorms.
I just got here because a certain person named Shirley never put me on the WhatsApp.
Oh, yeah. Natil Sedaim, Pinchas Rosenfeld, Natil Sedaim. Who instituted Natil Sedaim? Who invented it?
The Rabbanon?
Okay, I want a little more specific than that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Great personality in Jewish history. Yosef, you want to take a guess?
No, I'll pass.
Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech, one of his main takanas was Natil Sedaim. Okay, but Avram Posey. That's still a din d'rabbanan, okay? Still din d'rabbanan. It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. All right, so listen to this, Rabosai. The Gemara says in Beit Tadav Hey that Yontif Sheni is minog avoseinu b'yadeinu. Minog avoseinu b'yadeinu. The reason why we observe Yontif Sheni and all the mitzvahs that you do on Yontif Sheni, right? Like matzah, the second Seder, right? Matzah, the second Seder. It's minog avoseinu b'yadeinu, okay? The Seder, make sense, Chavra? Okay, So the question is, if a minhag, there's no vitzivanu, and I can't make a bracha on a minhag, and then I don't make a bracha on Arava, like we said before, and I don't make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh Hallel. So why do I make a bracha on a minhag? Why do I make a bracha on a minhag of Yom Tov Sheni? The lulav I shake on Yom Tov Sheni, the matzah I eat on Yom Tov Sheni, the shofar I blow on Yom Tov Sheni. What's pshat? What's pshat? If it's not vitzivanu, I can't make a bracha on it. Everyone understand the kasha? This is a Brisk Rav's kasha. If it's not vitzivanu, because it's a minhag, then I can't be making a bracha. Zuck to Brisk Rav, listen to this unbelievable chiddush, okay? He says the reason why the Rambam tells you don't make a bracha on a minhag is not because of vitzivanu. Watch this. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim. Has anyone ever heard of Hilchos Mamrim? It's not something you encounter every day.
I think Rabbi Shinker sent this over at the shiur right after yours last week.
Oh boy. Really? Okay. What was he talking about?
He was talking about making brachas on candles.
In shul?
Yeah.
In shul after?
I think so, yeah.
Oh boy, okay. All right, let's see. Anyone else? Was anyone else there? No, okay.
It was only two or three kids.
All right.
I was there, but I think he was talking about what was stricter, Deoraisa or Derabanan.
Okay.
He was, but then he went on the subject of Hanukkah.
Let's see what happens. So, Hilchos Mamrim, the laws of Kibbutz Avim are found there, but Hilchos Mamrim, the word Mamrim, right? What is it? To be Mamrim are to be rebellious. Okay, one of the main centers of focus in Hilchos Mamrim number one, the authority of Chazal, the authority of the Sanhedrin, and what happens when you disagree with the Sanhedrin? What's that called? What's the name of a person? What's the name of the Avera? What's that?
Horios
means the psakim, right? And the Masechta deals with this question as well. But what is the name of the individual who argues with the psak of the Sanhedrin and he's put to death? That's called a zakein
mamre.
Okay, zakein mamre is someone who even though he's been outvoted by the chachamim, he continues to tell people to follow his opinion, and we put him to death. Okay. So let's say, I don't know, let's just make up the name of someone who disagrees with Sanhedrin. We'll call him Sroli, okay? So Sroli is voted down, okay, by, it's 70 to 1 over here, okay? And Sroli, unfortunately, loses the debate. But Sroli continues to insist that the halacha is in his favor, okay? So now, What is really arguing about? Let's say it says in the Torah, which it does. It says in the Torah that you should bring a Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. Okay? So it says in the Torah, right? So let's say Shruli goes ahead and says, no, I say you bring it on the 15th of Nisan. So that's a pasuk in the Torah. There isn't really much to talk about. So just because we outvoted you, what you have to say doesn't really mean so much, with all due respect, because I can just open up a chumash and I'll see what the halach is, right? But let's say it's in the realm of drabanans, and we need to decide the Sanhedrin rules that chicken cheeseburger, mutter or usser, what do you say?
Well, we know it's usser.
Deoraisa drabanan.
I mean, drabanan. Deoraisa would be mutter.
Chicken cheeseburger is drabanan. Okay, Sruli insists chicken cheeseburger is permissible. Okay, so now we have a case against Sruli because this is a din drabanan. So this is something that Chazal are deciding and Chazal are discussing. And if he goes against the psak of the Sanhedrin, so he's a zakin mamre. So what's included in this? So watch this, Rabbi. So let me put the following quotation in the chat from Hilchos Mamrim. Please listen very carefully. The Rambam is defining what Din and Drabanan would put Sroli on the stand. Category number one is things we learned mi pi hashmua. How would you translate? How would you say that in your own words, Dov? What does it mean, lamdu mi pi hashmua?
Like Tanakh or something?
No, mi pi hashmua. Right, we heard it. Oral Masorah, oral Torah. Okay, Torah Shabbat Peh. Ve'achad varm shalom da mipi daitam ba'achas min hamidos shatar nidresh behem. Number two, if it's something which we derived from the psukim with a kavachomer, with a gzir shava, with a hekish, something like that. Okay? V'nirbeinem shadavar zekachu. And the conclusion of the Sanhedrin, the majority of the Sanhedrin, is that that's the proper gzir shava, that's a proper hekish. Okay, you guys with me so far? If the Sanhedrin paskins based on a Masorah they have, or they paskin based on how they darshan the pasuk, and someone disagrees, we put him to death. Now listen to this third category. This is unbelievable. The Echad Dvarim She'asom Siag LaTorah. If they invented something as a Siag LaTorah, such as your chicken cheeseburger, Ulefima She'ashah Tzricha, which is, what does that mean? Ulefima She'ashah Tzricha? Translate your own words. Go ahead, Pinchas.
Like it makes sense with the current circumstances.
Okay. So we see that the standards of kashrus are failing, and therefore we need to institute chicken cheeseburgers. Behein hagezeros, please listen. Behein hagezeros vatakanos vaminhagos. Wow. If Chazal institute a gezera, a takana, or a minug, all of those, if Shirley disagrees, kol echad ve'echad me'elu hashlosh advarim. Yossi, this is for you. Every one of those three things, mitzvahs asei l'shmolahem. It's a mitzvahs asei. Which mitzvahs asei? Aaron Pulag. Which mitzvahs asei?
Lo tasur me'adavar.
Exactly. They're over al kolach mehen, over below asei. Okay? You hear what the Ram just said? The Ram just said that the obligation to follow a minhag is from...
Teresa?
Yes! Whoa! We already had to take a leap of faith to accept that Adin Drabanan, Chazal are given that authority by the Torah. Mitzvah Drabanan has a low saucer attached to it. Comes along the Rambam, even a minhag is subject to low saucer. Okay? Even the obligation to follow a minhag that Chazal instituted ultimately traces itself back to Chazal and the pasuk of Lo Sasser. So let me ask you again. Let me ask you the same question again. Avram Posey, can you recite Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvoso v'tzivanu on a minhag? What do you say?
No.
Let me ask you again. Avram Posey, can you say Asher Kiddushanu in the Rambam b'mitzvoso v'tzivanu on a minhag?
Yes.
Yes. Why? Because the Rambam was machadesh that even a minhag is part of the authority of Chazal and the pasuk of Lo Sasser that commands us to listen. Okay? Is everyone following?
Does a minhag only rise to that level if it's coming to defend the Torah or any minhag?
Okay, that's a very sharp question. It's a very sharp question. The Rambam doesn't say it explicitly over here, but I think it may be fair to say that it does have to relate in some way to a din d'oraisa. It's possible based on something the Rambam says elsewhere. I don't know if we need to get into that right now, okay? But we'll keep the jury out on that one. I'm not sure it's going to make a difference for our cheshbon. All right, let me review what we said so far, and then I'm going to give you the bombshell. Okay, the Gemara says that Yom Tov Sheni is a minhag. The Rambam says you never make a bracha on a minhag. Nevertheless, we all know you make a brachas on the mitzvahs we do in Yom Tov Sheni, even though it's only a minhag. So what's the pshat? When it came to other minhagim like Rosh Chodesh, Hallel, the Rambam says you don't make a bracha. Zakhtar Briskarov, the Rambam's mechadish for us, that even a minhag is subject to Asher Kedishan and Mitzvah Savat Zimano, and I should have been able to make a bracha. So why don't I make a bracha on a minhag? Zok the Rambam. Let me show you one more Rambam. Remember, we'll say Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah Paragimel Halacha Zayin. You ready? Makomo she'osel yom tovim shnei yamim. You see that? Everyone see that? Makomo she'osel yom tovim shnei yamim. In places like Chutz La'aretz where they have a 2-day yontif, gomrim misahal be'achad veshem yom. Then there's a 21-day total number of days that you say halal across the year. because you include Yom Tosheni. Betishas Simechag, 9 days, right? Including Simchas Torah. Shmonis Mechanag, 8 days on Chanukah. Shnei Yom Shal Pesach, 2 days. First 2 days of Pesach. Shnei Yom Shal Tzeres, 2 days of Shavuos. Rabosai, ready for the bombshell. Aval Barosh HaKadoshim. Kriya Sahalel Minhag Ve'ena Mitzvah. Ve'en Mevarchan Alav She'en Mevarchan Alav Minhag. The Rama Mamish in the same breath said that you do make a bracha on Hallel and Yom Tosheni, even though it's only a Minhag. But you don't make a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh because it's a Minhag Ve'en a Mitzvah. How do you say that in the same breath, Rabbi Osai? How do you make a bracha on Yom Tosheni Shal Pesach, even though it's a minhag, and then right afterwards the Ram says you don't make a bracha on a Hallel Rosh Chodesh because it's a minhag and not a mitzvah. You ready, Rabbi Osai? What's the difference? Let me start.
If it's the second half of a holiday, like you, the rest of the holiday, most of the rules still apply, so it makes sense to just have all the rules apply in the same way. Versus Rosh Chodesh, if you don't say it, then whatever.
Right? I didn't follow what you said, Pimples. Try me again.
Okay, right? If for Yom Tov Sheni, we already know the other rules apply. So therefore, it just makes sense that Hallel goes with it. Versus Rosh Chodesh, you don't know anything about Hallel applying. So it's not as clear that you would have to make a bracha therefore.
Yom Tov Sheni, you're saying, what do you mean it goes along with it?
What do you mean? All the normal halachos of the Yom Tov go with it.
Okay. Meaning I have a second Seder and I eat matzah?
Yes.
Okay, but even those dinim, you might have missed this at the beginning, Pinchas, even those dinim are a minhag, because the whole institution of Yom Tov Sheni is a minhag, right?
Yeah.
Not for the minhag of Yom Tov Sheni, you wouldn't be having a second Seder, and you wouldn't be saying hallel. It's in the same boat. That's what we're asking. Watch this. Yosef, you ready? Dove, Shirley, ready? You have a question, Yosef?
We're not doing the full thing, so we're doing D-Log. We're skipping, Rosh Chodesh Hallel.
Oh, okay. So Yosef is touching upon something. Listen. Rabosai, what is the difference between Hallel Yom Tov Sheni Shal Pesach, that's a minhag, and Hallel Rosh Chodesh, that's a minhag? What is the difference? Yosef, you said it. I just want to make sure everyone else picks up on this. What is the difference? Hallel is a minhag to say on Rosh Chodesh, and you skip, it's Chatzi Hallel. What about the Hallel you say on the second day of Pesach?
The full Hallel.
Full Hallel, Rabosai. Listen to the Brisker Rav's Yisod. Here we go, Rabosai. This is the Brisker Rav's Yisod. So at the Brisker Rav, you know when you say a bracha, the Ram himself said, you make a bracha on a mitzvah. You don't make a bracha on a minhag. You make a bracha on a mitzvah, you don't make a bracha on a minhag. However, sometimes the minhag is to perform a chafta shel mitzvah. Sometimes a minhag is its own performance, and sometimes a minhag is drawing upon a chafta shel mitzvah from somewhere else and superimposing it here. To illustrate, on Rosh Chodesh, I say chatzi hallel. On Yom Tov, let's say the first day of Pesach, I say a full hallel. When I go to Yom Tov Sheni, which hallel am I saying? I'm saying the same chafta of hallel that I said the day before. The machayiv is a minhag, but the chafta of the performance is a mitzvah. Masha ein ken the hallel that I say on Rosh Chodesh. There is no precedent, Rabosai. There is no precedent. There is nowhere else where the din requires that we say half a hallel. It's a new fabrication. It's not a chafta shel the mitzvah of hallel. It's a brand new practice. A minhag where the machayev is mitam minhag, then there's no bracha. As long as the chafta is not a chafta shel mitzvah. Masha'inkin, if I take a chafta shel mitzvah and I transplant it to a new day, such as Yom Tov Sheni, even if I'm only observing that day and performing the mitzvah, machmas a minhag, but it's you talking to make a bracha because a mitzvah is an occasion for bracha. A minhag is not an occasion for bracha. A mitzvah is an occasion for bracha, even if the impetus behind that mitzvah is a minhag. Does that make sense? I'm happy to explain it again. No Jew will be left behind. I need yeses, thumbs up from everybody. I think I got Yosef, Avram, Aaron, Pinchas, Dov Hachman. Up and coming president needs to get this, okay? You ready? One more time. Rosh Chodesh, I say hallel. It's a minhag. second day of Pesach, I say Hal, also a minog, because the whole Yom Tov Sheni is a minog. However, what's the difference between Yom Tov Sheni, for example, and Rosh Chodesh? The halal that I say on Rosh Chodesh is half a halal. The halal that I say on second day of Pesach is a full halal. What does that do for me? If I say a full halal on the second day of Pesach, I transplanted the same chefza shel halal from the day before, from the first day, from the Doraisa halal of Pesach. So that same halal comes to the Yom Tov Sheni, even though the reason I'm saying this is only because of a minhag, but the minhag tells me to perform the same entity that is a mitzvah elsewhere. Unlike halal and Rosh Chodesh, there is no entity elsewhere that's a chatzi halal, right? That was something that was invented for this occasion. So since never in halacha do we find a mitzvah of chatzi halal, when I recite it, machmas the minhag, then there's no occasion for a bracha. Because a mitzvah is an occasion for a bracha, a minhag is not an occasion for a bracha. Even if Yom Tov Sheni is a minhag, but if what I'm doing is a chefetz shel mitzvah, that's an occasion for a bracha. Good, Dov? Nafkamin Rabbi Osai Zakt, Rabbi Ganak, here's the vort. When you light the Chanukah candles in shul, when you light the Chanukah candles in shul, Zakta Machaber, you make a bracha. Frek the Chacham Tzvi, I understand it's a minhag. You don't get the mitzvah for lighting Chanukah candles if you light them in shul. You got to go home and light them again. Frek the Chacham Tzvi, Machaber, why make a bracha? You're the one who says don't make a bracha on Hal Rosh Chodesh. Answers Rabbi Ganak, you know the difference is? Because on Hal Rosh Chodesh, we said, that's a chefza shel minhag. But lighting the Chanukah candles in shul is a chefza shel mitzvah. It's the same entity that you do at home, transplanted to the shul. The minhag dictates that you do the same mitzvah in shul. So you make a bracha on it. Unlike where his kasha was from, reciting Hal and Rosh Chodesh, where you're performing a minhag, because there's no such thing as chatzi halal as a mitzvah, only as a minhag. But lighting Chanukah candles in shul is the same mitzvah I perform at home, but the minhag transplants it to the shul. So on that I can make a bracha because I make a bracha on the chatzi shul mitzvah. Okay, last point, and then if anyone wants to clarify, we'll say, so you tell me, answer up the end of the Shulchan Torah. What about the daytime? Do you make a bracha when you light the candles in shul during the daytime? What's the answer?
No.
It seems so.
Hey! Vadanisht! You tell me, what's the pshat? Surely, go for it. Why don't I make a bracha on that lighting?
You're not copying what you do at home. If you were copying what you do at home, even if you light it home during the day, you wouldn't make a bracha.
Yes, Baldik. Gevaldik, lighting during the daytime. There's no chefta shel mitzvah of halakas neres Chanukah during the daytime. It doesn't exist. So in shul, it's a pure minhag. The minhag tells you to do something entirely unique, which is not part of the fabric of the mitzvah of neres Chanukah. So it's sort of like a chatzi halal. And just like the Mechaber says, you don't make a bracha on a chatzi halal or a shchodesh. So we don't make a bracha on the Chanukah candles in shul during the daytime. Everyone get that last point? Yeah? Yosef, you seem a little bit disturbed. It's okay.
Tell me what you think. Taking into account the time, the action has nothing to do. The action's the same.
To mean the halakha's theirs is halakha's theirs. Yeah?
Yeah. That's what I'm
okay. But maybe it's not. I have a raya for you. I have a ride for you. Let's say I lit my Chanukah candles before Plag HaMincha. Right? Erev Shabbos, light Chanukah candles early, like we discussed last week. And you let them burn for a long time. What if I lit my candles at 2 p.m.? An hour before Plag. I don't care if they burn for 35 hours. Was I yotzei in the midst of Chanukah candles? No. So it's not just like a practical thing. All right, like, you know, it's so, no, when it's broad daylight, you can't get the mitzvah even if you tried. So lighting candles during the daytime, the Gemara says it has no evidence that I'm doing it for Pursuma Issa. For all we care, why are you lighting candles in the middle of daytime? I don't know. Right? The Gemara says even if I light candles at night, But if it's not clear,
you isn't Hal on Yom Tov Hal on Yom Tov Sheni? It's also not the Zman of the mitzvah. I mean, that's it's the same action, but you, it's not like the time to do it. The time would, right?
Elamai. So you're asking a question. So sometimes a question gets you stuck. Sometimes a question leads you to reveal a yesod. Yosef, you are revealing yesod. That what? That Hallel, when it's not Pesach, Yom Tov Rishon, is not the same thing as lighting Chanukah candles during the daytime. There's a fundamental lack that existing when it comes to the Chanukah candles during the daytime, that it can't be called resembling the mitzvah whatsoever. So you have to remember Hallel. You want to know about Hallel? I'll tell you what the pshat is by Hallel. Hallel, the Rishonim say that you know what the Chavtah Shel Mitzvah is? It's no worse than learning Tanakh. Make a bracha on learning Tanakh? Certainly do. Okay? So, to some extent, that covers it. All right? But even if we don't go so far, even right in the end of the day, we make a bracha, right? We make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh as well. Right? So you can make that argument too. But even without that, I think there is something fundamentally lacking when you light your Hanukkah candles during the daytime. Because it's not muchach.
There's a lacking in the action.
What's that?
I mean, there's an actual lacking in the action.
The it's like it's, my menorah.
It's not,
my menorah doesn't become a menorah until the nighttime. It doesn't perform the function of Pursume Nisa during the daytime, so it's a meaningless act. Right? The key Pashup Shad, with the exception of Erev Shabbos, might be different. I don't know if we discussed this a little bit last week. Lighting on Erev Shabbos, Chazal sort of like they uprooted the Zman of the mitzvah and put it on Friday afternoon because there's no other choice. Right? But other than that, what's that?
That's also better Zman for Pursume Nisa on Erev Shabbos.
Okay, right. But we said Lamaisa, let's say a person has to run out somewhere. They're not going to be around during this amount of the candles. They can set it up as a plag, because plag for certain dinim has the status of nighttime. So Chanukah candles during the daytime, nothing. But Hallel, Hallel on the second day is still a Hallel, right? It's still the Zman that I'd be saying it. I'm saying it on the second day. I'm adding a day and imitating what I did the day before, right? Think about it like that, Yosef. On Yom Tov Sheni, I'm imitating exactly what I did the day before. Lighting Chanukah candles in the morning is not imitating what I did the night before. Okay? All right, there's a lot more to discuss on this topic, but our time is up. Yashkar for everybody tuning in and for Geshmak participation. And we'll see what happens next week. You guys still have regular classes. When do you finish our classes?
Winter break is at the end of January.
Okay, so we're still on for a little while.